Welcome to KHC Podcasts, where we are here to help you manage your own health. Hello, and welcome back to the KHC Podcast. I'm Sinead, and today's topic we're going to talk about is type 2 diabetes. What is it, why it happens, and most importantly, how can you make small lifestyle changes to live healthier? Now the basics, let's start with those. Type 2 diabetes occurs when your body becomes resistant to insulin or doesn't produce enough insulin to maintain normal blood glucose levels. Now insulin is a hormone that allows your body to use glucose for energy. But in type 2 diabetes, your body cells stop responding to it properly and these lead to high blood sugar levels. And those are picked up in your average blood tests, a urine dipstick, and the blood tests are like a HbA1c, which is your average blood sugar over 3 months, or a fasting blood glucose level. And unlike type 1 diabetes, which is an autoimmune condition, type 2 is largely driven by lifestyle factors. Though some genetics can play a role, risk factors include being overweight, having a sedentary lifestyle, high blood pressure, and a family history of diabetes, or a history of gestational diabetes. But here's the key. It's not about your genes. Your daily habits play a huge role in managing and even preventing type 2 diabetes. That's why it's crucial to focus on those factors that are within our control. One of the most important and impactful changes you can make is your diet. And the great thing is you don't have to overhaul your entire lifestyle just to see results. We like to encourage small changes and then building those over a period of time. So the first one really to talk about is balanced eating. We want you to focus on foods that provide a steady release of insulin without spiking your blood sugar throughout the day. And good examples of this would be like complex carbohydrates. And for example, those would be like whole grains, potatoes, and you could pair those with lean potatoes and healthy fats, and then you're off to a good start. Another key is to watch your portion sizes and eat consistently throughout the day. Try to avoid the temptation of sugary snacks or drinks, although that is hard at times, but these can lead to sharp spikes and crashes in your blood sugar. Exercise. This is another really important part of the management of type 2 diabetes. It's not just good for your weight, but it directly impacts blood sugar control. Physical activity helps your cells become more responsive to the insulin, therefore reducing your blood sugar, and it's also a good way to support your mental well-being. You also don't need to hit the gym for hours at a time. Starting simple and small, like daily 15-minute walks and building on those over time, is a fantastic low-impact exercise that can really help. And as you build up your stamina, then you can start to introduce other exercises like light strength training, using body weights, or resistance training, and then that'll help with your bone density as well. Remember, it's not about doing everything at once. The goal is to create like small, substantial habits and then being consistent over a period of time. For many, lifestyle changes alone aren't always enough to manage type 2 diabetes, and that's okay. Medications would then be introduced at that stage, and usually Hazel here at the health centre or Dr. McKenna are great at helping you manage this. Drugs like metformin, glycosides and SGLT2 inhibitors can also help keep your blood sugars within normal target ranges, and these work best along healthy lifestyles. We don't regularly encourage patients with new type 2 diabetes to monitor their blood sugar. But what we do encourage is that you attend for local checks regularly at your health centre, and these we will monitor them for you, and we will make adjustments to your medication in line with those and how you're feeling. Managing diabetes involves a combination of lifestyle adjustments and regular medical check-ins. And here's what you can expect as part of your self-care plan. Once a year, we'll invite you back to the health centre for a full diabetic check. This will include a blood test to check your HbA1c levels. As I said, that is your average blood sugar over a 3 month period, a review of your blood pressure, your height, your weight, a discussion about your overall health, and we'll do a foot check then as well to check for complications such as diabetic neuropathy. We also discuss your medications and any challenges you might be facing at that time. And we try to offer a collaborative approach with this, so you may see multiple healthcare professionals while you're here, ranging from our healthcare assistant to the pharmacist to the GP or the practice nurse. We'll also refer you on for diabetic eye screening, which is to check for any signs of diabetic retinopathy. It's a complication which affects the blood vessels in your eyes, and this screening happens yearly, and it's essential to protect your vision. We also like to check your feet are taken care of, so not only will we do the foot checks here once a year, but your diabetes can affect your circulation and nerve function in your feet, so we recommend that you see a podiatrist regularly for management of your toenails and help prevent problems like ulcers or infections in your feet. And diabetes can also increase your risk of gum disease, so we also recommend regular dental checkups to keep your gums and teeth healthy as well. These check-ins are a part of your self-care routine, so so think of them as opportunities to learn about your body and learn more about your condition. Type 2 diabetes is all about making small, consistent changes that add up to a big result. Whether it's eating a more balanced meal, getting active, or finding ways to reduce your stress, every step of the process counts. And here's what we want you to take away. Managing type 2 diabetes is a journey, and self-care is at the heart of it. From the foods you eat, to the way you move, your regular checkups, and every step you take supports your health and well-being. But if you do ever feel overwhelmed, remember that we are here at the Health Centre to support you and guide you in ways to help you manage your diabetes to the best of your ability. Thanks for joining me today, and we'll leave some useful links for diabetes and support websites in the caption below. And don't hesitate to give us a shout if you need any help.